Hey, you. Sip it. Now. You've been blathering on for quite a long time, and it's off topic of what we were supposed to talk about. So I suggest you probably shut your mouth and listen to what the others have to say. Got it? That wasn't anything. All right? We are merely co-workers and I am your superior. You will address me as such. Got it? I said, got it? Very well. Sir, I would like to see you in my office after this meeting. Do not be late. Sorry about that, everyone. You were saying? Okay. Yep. Alright. Very well. Okay. I will make a note of that. Yeah, that's going to be definitely something important to bring up. Maybe in the next meeting. But hold on to that. We will take that into consideration. Given our current circumstances, it might not be possible to... Yeah. Thank you for understanding. Alright. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you guys for your participation and time. I know it was sudden, but this meeting was important for us to have. Thank you. You guys are now dismissed. Yes, you. You know where my office is? All right. Pack your stuff up. I believe we are done for the day, no? All right. I'll be waiting in my office. I'll give you 5 minutes. Is that ample time for you? Good. Glad we can come to an agreement. Alright. Take 5 minutes, and then meet me at my office. Alright? Come in. You were a few seconds late, but of course I'm not going to count that towards you. You said you got lost on the way here? Sir, I asked you if you knew where my office was. How long have you been working here? Yet not as long as I have. Why do you think I'm your supervisor? Correct. Now, I called you to meet me in my office because you have been... I have been sent some media from you. This has never happened to me before. Have you been sending this to anyone else? Just me? Why? You were hoping that I'd call you into my office then? Interesting. I see. Well, you did put in a warning that it contained some explicit material. And I appreciate that. There's nothing that I don't like more than something unexpected. And I'm glad that you let me know about it. You're quite an interesting coworker of mine. Not that I think of you as anything more than that, but... Yes, I don't think you as anything more than that, alright? I'm not blushing. You can't even tell that I'm blushing because I'm wearing a fucking mask. Ugh, fuck me. No, not like that. I don't think of you as anything more, alright? I may be small, but I'm very, very sure in what I want. And it's not you. Not at all. What do you mean I'm lying? I'm telling you the truth. Don't come any closer to me. You want me to take off my mask? No, COVID regulations. Come on. Yes, I've been tested. I just got back my results. They're negative. That's what I was checking earlier. Look, I'm sorry I've been agitated around you. It's not usually my style. And I took it out on you. Right? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And I respect you as a coworker. And a friend. You carried me to my house when I was drunk and tucked me in. Didn't do anything. So, really appreciate that you watched over me as I got some sleep and threw up a couple times in the middle of the night. And yes, I know. No, it's not like that. I don't know if it'll ever be like that. Aren't you seeing someone? I see. I'm sorry about that. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know. Huh? I don't... Did you close the door? Sure. All right. Everybody's gone for the day except for the two of us. And we're in my office. Well, let me just close the blinds. Why don't you start by removing those pants of yours and maybe unbutton that shirt? I don't want to make a mess. Oh my. You're beautiful. Why don't you lie down on my desk? Please mind the computer though. Mm. And very naughty. I knew his cock was big, but I had to see for myself. I can barely, my mouth can barely reach over and just, oh, wow, you're so eager, aren't you? Why am I teasing you like this? Would you feel much better if you were inside me? Good answer. That's a good boy. A very, very good boy. And good boys only deserve the best. Why don't I take it for a ride? Yeah, I had no panties on for the whole day. I don't know what I was thinking, but I felt more free. Don't you think? Waiting for. Yeah? You want me to ride you? You want me to ride you until I break you? Yeah? I'm gonna fuck you until you know your place, boy. Fuck, it feels so good. That's it. Don't mind the desk, just mind me writing you. Yes, fuck. I love this view of you. Yeah, you can grab me tits like that. Ah.
Those pics were, you were telling the truth with those pictures you sent me. I love it when you're honest. Even when you get on my nerves. Would you like to? I was teasing you with what was under my skirt. We have to be honest with each other as co-workers, right? You really weren't kidding with those emails, were you? I do appreciate the warning. I mean, I'm not impartial to it. We gotta keep it professional. And I know you are. Just don't you know, drop any hints or I might act up. You'd like that, don't you? Come here, you. You're so pretty. Yeah. I didn't know that. I must admit, I kind of do like you too. Even though I don't show it. I was a bit too easy to read for you, wasn't I? Well, we're together then. Of course. I wouldn't mind. Thanks for all that shit you did for me, and thanks for putting up with my shit. Look forward to putting up with more of my shit in the future, yeah? I wouldn't have it any other way either. Love you. Do you mind if I stay at your place tonight? I mean, if it's all right with you. I know you probably've got a roommate. Oh, he's out of town? All right. Good enough for me. You can wait for me outside once I pack up and clean up everything. I love you.